Good evening. This is Akash Bani. The news read by Shubhashachi Bhattacharji. A day after India revoked visas issued to Pakistani nationals in the wake of Pahalgam terror attack, Indian Home Minister Amit Shah today spoke to all chief ministers asking them to identify all Pakistani nationals in their states. Sources said Mr. Shah asked the chief ministers to take steps to ensure their prompt return to Pakistan. The Home Minister will also hold a meeting regarding the Indus Water Treaty in New Delhi this evening. Union Jal Shakti Minister C.R. Patil and senior government officials will attend it. India suspended the Indus Water Treaty following the terror attack. India has decided to suspend visa services to Pakistani nationals with immediate effect in the wake of the Pahalgam terror attack. All existing valid visas issued by India to Pakistani nationals will also be revoked with effect from the 27th of this month. Besides, medical visas issued to citizens of the neighboring country will only be valid till the 29th of this month. In a statement, the External Affairs Ministry said all Pakistani nationals currently in India must leave the country before the set deadline of visas. It has also advised Indian nationals to avoid travelling to Pakistan, and those Indians currently in Pakistan have also been asked to return to India at the earliest. Army Chief General Upendra Dwivedi reached Srinagar this morning to review the security situation in the wake of Pahalgam terror attack on Tuesday. The Army Chief was briefed by Army's General Officer Commanding of Srinagar-based Chinar Corps on the overall security situation and actions being taken by the formations against terrorists and the attempts of Pakistan Army to violate the ceasefire along the line of control. French President Emmanuel Macron affirmed that France stands firmly with India and its people in the wake of the terrorist attack in Pahalgam, Jammu and Kashmir. In a telephone conversation with Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday, Macron condemned the attack in the strongest terms and expressed deep condolences. UK MP Bob Blackman has expressed strong support for any actions India takes to pursue the terrorists and their supporters responsible for the attack in Pahalgam. He was speaking at a solemn commemorative ceremony organized by the High Commission of India in London, held in memory of the victims of the Pahalgam terror attack and in solidarity with the spirit of India. Indian Minister Jyotiraditya Sindhya has condemned the terror attack in Pahalgam, saying inhuman elements have tried to strike at the soul of the country, but India will rise faster and higher. Speaking at a function in New Delhi, the minister said that the people of India stand united across every state, every faith, and with one voice. The National Human Rights Commission has condemned the killing of innocent civilians by terrorists in Pahalgam. In a statement, the NHRC said the time has come to act against those indulging in terrorism directly or indirectly and to hold them accountable for this menace against humanity. The commission expressed hope that the state will take all necessary steps to fix accountability, to bring the perpetrators to justice and provide succor to the families of the victims in all possible manner. In Jammu and Kashmir, a terrorist associate was killed in an ongoing anti-terrorist operation in Bazipur Kulnar area of Ajaz in North Kashmir's Bandipora district today. The killed terrorist associate has been identified as Altaf Lali, a member of the Lashkar-e Toiba outfit. The cordon and search operation by joint forces of Army and Jammu and Kashmir police continues in the forest area following pre-dawn fierce exchange of gunfire in North Kashmir's Bandipora district. The operation is still underway. Further details are awaited. Indian Minister Jyotiraditya Sindhya has said that quantum computing is a giant leap that will define innovation, accelerate scientific discovery, and unlock multiple solutions to human problems. Inaugurating the third International Quantum Communication Conclave in New Delhi today, Mr. Sindhya said the third edition will lead to a new impetus for the national quantum mission. The Indian Labour Ministry has said that 15,43,000 new workers have been enrolled under the ESI scheme in February this year. The ministry said out of the total employees, 7.36 lakh employees belong to the age group of up to 25 years. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.